Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, happy fourth Sunday of Advent. It is customary for me as your bishop to speak to all the faithful of the diocese this weekend by means of this recorded message. In it, I greatly desire to invite each of you to participate in an annual appeal we refer to as the Christmas Call to Sharing. This appeal helps our diocese to provide important funds for the formation of our seminarians, the ongoing formation of our priests, and the benefits we owe to our retired priests. The Diocese of Wichita is currently blessed with over 40 seminarians, 116 active priests, and 20 retired priests. Forming and training future priests is vital to the health of our church, but it is also quite expensive. After ordination, our priests are asked to continue their formation by attending conferences, retreats, and sabbaticals, all designed to renew the priest in his formation while actively serving the people of God. Moreover, after what we hope is a long and fruitful active ministry, we owe our retired priests who have labored for many years in the mission of our diocese a worthy and dignified retirement benefit. Your contributions will go a long way in providing for these worthy causes. I hope you will consider a generous gift, according to your means, to this year's Christmas Call to Sharing. Imagine our life of faith without our priests. In spite of the unworthiness of the man, sinful as he is, the priest brings us Jesus in the sacraments, especially confession and Holy Eucharist. The priest lives among us as a shepherd in imitation of Jesus, the Good Shepherd. He inspires and teaches us in his homilies. He visits us when we are sick, homebound, or hospitalized, or in the nursing home. His presence, his prayers, his anointing consoles us in our trials. He listens to us when we are distressed or in need of spiritual guidance. He baptizes our children, witnesses our weddings. He conducts funeral rites and a host of many other pastoral services. Quite simply, the priest is essential to the life of faith. In today's first reading from the book of the prophet Micah, the prophet foretells of the coming Messiah who will stand firm and shepherd his flock by the strength of the Lord and in the majestic name of the Lord God. Jesus is that Messiah and Good Shepherd. And after his ascension and since Pentecost, he has entrusted his mission of shepherd to the bishops and through them to the priests of the church. We shepherd not in our own name, but in his, and we strive to be like him as much as possible. Although our numbers are good, we desire and pray for many more holy, healthy, and happy priests. Our diocese is seen by others as a leader in forming priests, supporting priests, and caring for those who have served us for many years. Brothers and sisters in Christ, will you help me this year in continuing this important work by giving a gift to the Christmas Call to Sharing? Thank you for your kind attention, and may God bless you all.
Just one word I would add briefly to that, in terms of, you know, our priests of our diocese and the service they provide, Father Michael Shim, I don't know, maybe you have heard or not, but Father Michael Shim passed away Saturday of last week. He fought a multiple year battle against pancreatic cancer, but he finally passed away Saturday of last week. He was young. I think he was 57, I want to say. And so his funeral is tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., and the rosary will be this evening at 7 p.m. Both of those will be at the cathedral. For any of those of you who would like to attend that, again, rosary tonight at 7, funeral 10 a.m. tomorrow, both at the cathedral. And just remember to lift him up and pray for the repose of his soul. Please stand.